So in this segment of intermediate dog obedience, we're going to talk about the hand touch. And basically that means exactly what the definition is. When we ask our dog for a touch command, we want the dog to come up and put his snout right in the palm of our hand. Now, some people will use nose. Cindy likes to use nose. Some people use touch. It doesn't matter what word you use as long as you're consistent in what you use. So if you start with touch, stay with touch. If you start with nose, stay with nose. And it's like the look command. It's an easy command to teach your dog, and it has so many uses, especially when it's combined with the look command. And we'll talk about that in a second. Take your dog out, you got your high value food reward in your bait pouch, you're ready to start all this training. Your dog's gonna get out there and he's not gonna know what it means. And you don't start by giving the touch command or the nose command. Just wait, hold your hand out, and maybe your hand smells enough like the steak or the cheese or whatever that the dog's gonna walk up and he's gonna smell your hand, and you mark it. And the important thing is when you mark it, you leave your hand there and you bring the reward to your hand so the dog comes to the hand and gets the reward. And if you use your other hand, you mark it, bring your reward to the hand, and the dog gets the reward at the hand. That's very important in the beginning. So you do this again and again and again for short periods of time, and it only takes a day or two for the dog to start to understand the basic concept. And when you start to see fluency with the dog, in other words, the dog comes out, you're getting ready to do the training, you say, "Are you ready?" And the dog knows something's going to happen, but you haven't told him anything yet. You haven't added the touch word. You hold your hand out. When you got fluency and the dog will walk up and put his nose in the hand and you mark it, then you add the word to touch or nose. And you gradually increase your levels of distraction just like you did with the look. And when you start to see fluency, you can play with your dog and expect him. We're going to show you in a minute a videotape of Stella being trained by Cindy, where there's a part where she actually is working on adding duration to the touch command, where she wants the dog, Stella, to keep her nose right in the palm of her hand. And we have very good video of Cindy doing advanced luring with Maybe, where Maybe comes up and jams her nose in Cindy's hand when Cindy's sitting on a chair with rollers on it, and Maybe will drive her around in a circle because she keeps her nose in the hand. It becomes a game for the dog. They love it. They absolutely love it. And when you're out on your walk, you don't have to wait for another dog coming. You don't have to wait for a bike going by. Play a game with your dog. He's walking, hold your hand out, touch, boom, gets a reward. Good dog, let's go. That's when training gets fun for both you and your dog. And when you have fluency with that, you can add the look command to it.
Here's a perfect example. There's another dog coming by. Cindy asks for the look. She rewards the dog with jackpotting during the look. And when the dog is passed, she'll ask for a hand touch, and then she moves on. Two very useful skills. The look and the hand touch go together a lot.
So use your imagination on how you're going to use the look and the touch command. And we're going to show you a number of examples in our videos that are coming up here on how we use them on our walks and in our home.